Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I am Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Folks, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show on my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. When you go to that website, you're going to learn how I overcame an incurable disease, a life-and-death pregnancy, was given 30 minutes to live, and had a near-death experience, and even went through divorce. And then I soared above it all, and I have now the life that I only dreamed about years ago. So more inspiration, please visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, folks, we have got a fabulous show for you today. We have got actor, musician, and inspiration Robert David Hall with us today. And then later in the show, we have Women Empowered magazine producer Rosemary Evangelista with us, and she's going to be sharing her incredible journey, just like you're going to hear Robert's. Now, folks, today the show is all about bringing you empowerment and showing you that absolutely anything is possible in life. So, with that, let me tell you about our first guest. He is an actor. He is a musician. He is a huge inspiration to millions. It is Robert David Hall. He's with us today, folks. Now, before we bring him on, I want to tell you a bit about this incredible man. Robert David Hall has played the chief medical examiner, Dr. Albert Robbins, on CBS TV's CSI Crime Scene Investigation for 13 years. He is a double leg amputee, a devoted community activist. He is one of the most prominent disabled actors working today. Now, I've got to add in here, when I say disabled, I really don't like that word, because this man is really in no way disabled. To tell you more about this amazing man, music has always been a part of David's life. His first CD, Things They Don't Teach You in School, was released last June. David wrote most of the tracks, including the title song. Many organizations have acknowledged David's fine work on the behalf of the disabled community. He tours the nation speaking to various groups. Now, didn't I tell you this man was amazing, folks? Now, today we have a special treat for you, because we are going to share with you David's music. And I want to encourage you to go to Robert David Hall's website, for his music, which is robertdavidhallmusic.com. And I have to tell you a little story. Every Saturday is a standing date for my grandson and I. My grandson is 6, and every time we get in the car, the song and the CD that has to be playing is Robert's CD. So, folks, all ages love this CD. You got to check it out. You got to get a copy. And it is found at robertdavidhallmusic.com. So without any further delay, Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Sue. That's a lovely introduction.
Well, you know, I just, like I said to you, you know, earlier, I am very... honored to share you, because you are truly such an inspiration. And, you know, I'm really proud of you for taking a challenge that you've had in your life, and you're doing something good with that. And I think that's what is a great lesson for everyone to learn.
Well, it's, you know, thank you. It's been 30, 4 years, I guess, since I was injured. But, you know, I'd love to claim a lot of the glory for it, but I had a lot of help, too. I have I had amazing doctors and nurses back at UC Irvine Hospital, and I have a wonderful family and great bunch of friends who donated blood and visited me during the tough times. Like you, I was pretty close to checking out, and it wasn't my time. And you know, I have some ideas of why things have worked out the way they have, but anybody who tells you they know everything is not shooting straight, because there's a lot of wonder and miraculous stuff involved as well.
Oh, for sure. And you know what I found, you know, when I went through the challenges that I did, was that every time I needed help with something, the right person showed up at the right time to help with the right information, or the right, bring me the right book, or,
you know, the right information. There's a lot of love and knowledge out there in the universe,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we have to just trust a little bit that we can connect with it.
Yes. Totally. And that's a good message. We've got a lot of people listening. I know I've had a lot of emails from people who have lost a limb and, you know, are still in that place of shock and, you know, discovering themselves, how to, you know, look at life differently. And, you know, they're all like, where do we start? How do we, you know, move forward? Can I get you to share, you know, your journey so that, you know, can help a lot of people? Let's start at the beginning that led you to having the accident, shall we?
I'll do that in 1 second.
Sure.
I find it's very ironic that after I finish talking with you, I have to go visit my prosthetist to get my artificial leg sort of tweaked. As you know, it's an ongoing process, but it all started 34 years ago in 1978. I was driving on a freeway here in California, and a fellow in a 18-wheel truck had too much to drink at lunch, and he lost control of his, you know, giant Peterbilt semi-truck loaded with gravel, and he careened through the middle of the freeway. And at that time, on the 405, the San Diego freeway, only a chain-link fence separated the lanes, and so they were doing a lot of construction, and he just crashed through, and I was the in the wrong place at the wrong time. So he smashed over my car, and I was trapped underneath his truck, and my gas tank exploded a few seconds later, and I was burned over 65% of my body. But the great thing was the Orange County paramedics and the sheriffs got there pretty quickly. And they used the old jaws of life and pried me out. And shock is a difficult thing to describe. I guess you have to have, you know, my prayer would be that your listeners never have to experience this. But, you know, we all know tough things happen sometimes in life. And they rushed me to the UC Irvine Hospital. And there began a pretty bizarre and long journey. I was in and out of the hospital for close to 7 months, and I was wrapped up like a mummy, and the first 3 or 4 days it was pretty questionable if I was going to make it. But once I got over that particular hump, there were skin grafts and amputations, and one leg I lost immediately above the knee. The second leg they kept trying to save, and I lost toes and then part of the foot and then the ankle, and then they finally stopped below my left knee. So in the amputee world, we call it AKBK. I'm missing one leg above the knee and one below the knee.
Okay.
And I had such amazing support. Dr. Robert Bartlett and Susie Martinez. You know, you never forget the people who take care of you. And
no, you don't. No, you don't, do you?
Ever. And it's important. You know, no matter what kind of fame or fortune or success I have in my career, I'm pretty much grounded in what happened to me, and how as a Grateful Dead used to say, what a long, strange trip it's been.
yeah. But, you know, it's so true, because I know for me, like, I will stand on stage and I will say to people, I am so grateful for every challenge I had. And they're like, how could you be grateful you had a disease? You almost died. You had a near-death experience. You had an abusive husband. And I said, but you know what? That it taught me to be grateful for life, to have faith, to believe, and to just enjoy every minute of my life and to live it differently.
We are supposed to learn from all these experiences, but I don't want to be falsely modest, but I don't want to take credit. You know, the things you remember from these experiences, I remember my father coming into my hospital room and crying, and I had never seen my father cry.
Yeah.
And it was that, you know, he passed away years ago, but it's one of those, it's one of the things you remember. Mm-hmm. And I know if he could have switched places with me, he would have. But some battles you have to fight yourself. And I remember being afraid, but I also had an enormous desire to move on with my life. Once you survive almost dying, then the work begins, and you have to. I'm pretty fortunate that I come from a bunch of naval officers and scuffled Irishmen and Welshmen.
I'm laughing because I'm Scottish Irish.
Yeah.
So I guess it's fair to say then we're both a bit strong-willed.
I think so. You know,
I don't use the word stubborn. Let me correct you all listening. It's strong-willed.
I like strong-willed better than stubborn. But
I do too.
I know that I'm an actor because I worked in radio at the time of the accident. And I had taken some acting classes, and after the accident, I was pretty messed up for a while. And well-meaning friends told me that there was no way that I should pursue acting. And when somebody tells me I can't do something, that's when I want to do it.
You're going to prove them wrong. Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I don't think I thought that directly, but that's the gist of it. You know, I really was. What's your word? Not stubborn, but
strong-willed
about it.
Strong-willed.
Anybody who tells you there's not luck involved is kidding themselves, because I don't think it's just being lucky, but I think people say that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And I had the good fortune after I had healed, and after it took me about a year to learn how to walk again.
Okay.
It's still a process if you think about it, but one day at a time. It's the AA thing in spades. But once I was up and walking, I got a great radio job at a Los Angeles CBS FM station.
Okay. Robert, can I cut you off for a sec?
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want everyone to have an opportunity to hear your great music, and then when we come back, can we talk about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, we're going to take this break. Now, this music, we're not playing commercials today. It is Robert David Hall Day. So we are going to play his music, and you can see how much my grandson and I love playing it so loudly in our car. So we're going to take the break. Enjoy Robert David Hall's music. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Doesn't ask for much, maybe money once or twice. I preached about education, but he never took my advice. Said there are things they don't teach you in school. Too many things they don't teach you in school. Learn them on your feet, out there in the street. So many things they don't teach you in school. Knowledge may be power, you can learn it from a book. PhD and you still end up a crook. Cause there are things they don't teach you in school. so many things. Things they don't teach you in school. You learn them on your feet, out there in the street. So many things they don't teach you in school. Far as it goes, it's fine. You're looking out while you're waiting in the welfare line. There are things that you in school. No, 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 no. So many things. Things they don't teach you in school. You learn them on your feet. Out there in the street, so many things they don't teach you in school. You learn them on your feet. Out there in the street, so many things they don't teach you in school. So many things. Learn them somehow, you gotta learn them somewhere. You gotta learn them somehow.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, actor, musician, huge inspiration, Robert David Hall. Now, folks, wasn't that music amazing? I told you. If you just tuned in, I have to tell everyone that the music you've just heard is from our guest today, Robert David Hall. If you want to purchase your own copy of Robert's CD, go to his website, robertdavidhallmusic.com, and the name of the CD is Things They Don't Teach You in School. So, my friend, before we had to go to that break, you were sharing about your journey becoming an amputee, and then you started a career, you went back to radio, was that right?
Yeah, I went back to radio after I got out of the hospital, and through a bizarre series of events, I ended up in Los Angeles working at a great radio station, and I was in a wheelchair, not walking on my prosthetic limbs yet, and things worked out really well, and, it, you know, there's a lot to be said for being grateful for being alive, and it takes some of the anxiety out of the business I'm in. But I had sort of put my burgeoning acting career on hold. So I had the good fortune to start taking acting classes from a man named Gordon Hunt. And I'd studied with Gordon for about 12 years, and his daughter is Helen Hunt. And Helen was in the class when I first started. So I owe a great deal of whatever craft I have to Gordon. And throughout the 80s and 90s, I did a lot of, you know, occasional things on TV, a few movies, and I did a lot of plays. But the big break in my life really happened in the year 2000 when I was asked to audition for the role of Dr. Robbins on CSI. The first coroner they had hired didn't really work out. And so through, I guess, partly my own skill and partly the good fortune of hopping on a show in the fifth episode of the first year, a show that became a huge hit, I found that suddenly I I was getting a platform that very, very few actors ever get. And here we are 13 years later, and the show's still very successful in America, and it's huge overseas. So I'm a fortunate guy, and it's helped me speak about disability to different folks, and it's also helped me with my music, too. I get down to Austin occasionally, Austin, Texas, and my best friend is my producer, Chris Wall, and he's a respected songwriter, and he's really helped me with my songwriting and producing these things. So it's been an amazing thing, and CSI just got picked up for a 14th season, so I'm quite
congratulations.
Thank you. For an actor, it's a tough life, but it's been good for me.
You know, as I'm listening to you talk, I have to say that I'm really, when I talk to a guest, I can really feel their energy, and you have got the most calming energy I have felt. Have you done a lot of work on yourself around that area, or is this just your natural personality?
Well, you should talk to my wife sometimes. She would give you the other side, but I try not to get too crazed about things. One of my brothers is a big meditation guy in Fairfield, Iowa, and I learned how to meditate years ago, and he's a real serious transcendental meditation guy, but I tend to meditate when I'm under stress. You know, I use it as a tool, more or less.
Yeah, you and I both. It's a good thing.
I look forward to what I'm doing, so I don't get too freaked out or worried about things anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I think when you get so close to death, you really do look at life differently and what's really important, don't you?
I hope so. You know, we're all mortal, and you know, we have a certain time on this planet. But no matter what situation you're in, I think the AA folks are right. It is a day at a time, and we're supposed to do the best we can and help a few other people out along the way.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting, and a lot of listeners, you've heard me say this before. What happened with me, Robert, I had a near-death experience, and I was at a point where in my life where I was going to go. Like, I thought, what kind of a mom am I, you know, with this disease and then out of hospitals? I had two small children at home, and I was really fortunate that I had a really good grandpa up there looking after me, and when I came back, I knew that there was more, and I just got very spiritual and started praying, and I said, you know, I'm grateful to have my life, and you know, I will do, you know, God's work, do what's right to help others. And you know, it's just amazing when you live that life of helping others, how just a domino effect happens, that you help someone, they help somebody, and that's just what it's all about, and it just makes life such an adventure. My husband calls me his adventure, not his wife, because he never knows who we're helping next or when.
Well, there you go.
I
owe my father and my mother a great debt of gratitude, because my dad always told me from a young age that there are always people who had it better off than you and worse off than you.
Yeah.
And our job, I'm a baseball fan, so I always like to think I'm putting on the catcher's gear every day. And, you know, we start off each day, the score is 0-0, and let's give it a good shot.
Yeah. And you know, folks, I hope you're listening to this, because this is, you know, live your life like this. Don't wait for something to happen to you before you make changes like this in your life. Make the changes today. Okay, Robert, I have to ask you, you know, your songs, you wrote the music. Do you have a story behind each song?
Yeah, I mean, songwriting is the most fun and the most difficult thing for me. I mean, it's the thing that I love probably more than anything. I love acting, and I love the show I'm working on, but the songwriting, I'm going down to do another album, I hope, later this summer. And each song, you know, it's part of a moment, but it's also, you work like crazy to try to find the easiest, simplest way to express an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, everybody's different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I always find writing for me is very therapeutic. Do you find your music the same way? Is writing music very therapeutic for you as well?
I tend to agonize a little bit over it. You know, when I give speeches, I never use a canned speech. I always want to make it pertinent to the group I'm speaking to, and I want it to be as honest as it can be. And songwriting is a lot like that. I assume poetry is too, but You want to say something you really feel, and you want to, in songwriting, you want to do it in a musical way, and there's some constraints to writing songs that, you know, sometimes they help and sometimes they get in the way, but if you don't do it, you'll kick yourself. So that's how I
absolutely.
Feel.
Yeah, and you know, I can't say it enough. Your music is great, and I'm 50 years old.
Thank you so much, Sue.
Yeah, well, you know, and I was going to say, I'm 50, my grandson is 6, and we all love it. My personal trainer is 26. We all love it. I'm saying, like, there's so many generations that your music are great for.
Well, thank you. I got a chance to play the Grand Ole Opry.
I know. That was awesome for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it was, you know, one of the highlights of my life. I just really had a great time, and it's, I enjoy performing, you know, that's whether it's music or acting.
Can I ask you, we have 1 minute left for our interview. What are some final words of inspiration that you want to leave with anyone who is maybe in the place where you were? What do you want to say to them?
Well,
can you do that in 1 minute?
I think I can, but
okay.
I'd want to listen to them. You know, it's funny. Somebody taught me years ago that the best comfort you can give somebody is not talking at them, but listening to what they have. It's, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow, and you know, you have to pretty much take it a day at a time and be a part of your own healing. You know, it's not, it may seem like everything's out of control, but if you break it down into smaller units, there's a way to do this. And you also have to let other people help you. You know, don't try not to go into that place in your head where you feel like you're all alone. And, you know, also, give yourself a chance to discover your own strength. It still exists, even if you're in a tough place. I have not met a person yet in my life who doesn't have some sort of strength and some kind of a soul that really backs you up in time of need. So, trust
very well said. Very well said indeed.
I hope so.
Folks, learn more about Robert David Hall at his website, robertdavidhallmusic.com. Pick up a copy of Robert's CD, Things They Don't Teach You in School. My friend, I love you. I am truly honored to have shared you today and all the continued success in everything
and
everything.
And to you as well and to your listeners, too.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got publisher of Women Empowered magazine, Rosemary Evangelistic, with us, and she's going to share her story. Now, when we go on the break, another song from Robert David Hall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, just because you think you're so pretty, just because your mama thinks you're hot, just because you think you got something that no other girl has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laughed and called me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you. Because, well, just because. There'll come a time when you'll be lonely. There will come a time when you'll be blue. There'll come a time when old Santa won't pay your bills for you. You've caused me to lose all my women. And now, girl, you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long, long time ago.
We are are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, we have got the most empowering show for you today. We have just heard this story from actor, musician, Robert David Hall, and you've just now heard one of his songs that we've been talking about. And to purchase a copy of his CD, once again, go to robertdavidhallmusic.com. Pick up a copy of that for yourself and enjoy it. Now, we are going to talk to Women Empowered magazine publisher Rosemary Evangelista. She's an amazing girl. I love her. I love her. And if you are on my newsletter list, you would have received a newsletter from me saying that I was on the cover of the magazine for Women Empowered. So if you haven't got your copy of the subscription, I want to encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Scroll down just a bit, and there on the right side, you'll see where it says sign up for the magazine, and you'll see a picture of me on the cover with two of our dogs. So we're going to talk more about how to get a special offer from that. But before we do that, I want to tell you about this amazing lady. So here you go. It has been a four-year journey to bring Rosemary to this amazing magazine. It began with an opportunity in 2007 with a company publishing a small magazine called What Women Want Today. Within a year, the owners decided not to continue with the magazine, but then an opportunity developed for Rosemary to live and work her passion, to inspire and to encourage others by using this amazing vehicle, a magazine. Now, some very important lessons were learned along this journey, and the misfortunes have been her greatest teachers. And so during this segment, Rosemary is going to share just that exact journey with you. Now, to learn more about the magazine, you can go to we-magazine.com. So again, that is we-magazine.com. So Rosemary, my friend, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here, and you are an amazing lady as well.
Well, thank you. I mean, I love you. What can I say? We've done a lot of work together, and I'm proud of where you are, but we've both have had challenges. So why don't we get you to share with everyone kind of the things that led you to where you are today? Because things don't happen overnight, right?
No, they certainly don't. And you know that saying, you should do work that you love doing, something you love to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for so many years I was struggling with, you know, so many different jobs, you know, those JOBs and trying my own entrepreneurial failures now.
Yeah.
But looking back, there were all lessons learned or experiences. So, and then when this opportunity came along for you, you know, it's almost 5 years actually.
Wow.
And this time when that opportunity came, I didn't second guess myself. I just jumped in with both feet. I started with the concept that What Women Want Today had, but because it didn't work for the previous owners, I was going through the trial and errors and lessons in insanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that you do over and over again and expect different results.
Yeah.
So I knew this was the one thing, though, that I was destined to do.
Yeah, and you just know, don't you? You just know when something's right for you. Like, I can remember all my life, I thought, who am I? What am I supposed to do? And what's my job supposed to be? And I thought, I'm good at talking. My family tell me that all the time. Right? And never did I dream of having my own radio show. But, you know, I went through challenges. And, folks, I'm going to share in the next segment the challenges I went through. But you know what I'm talking about, right, Rosemary? That, you know,
oh, absolutely.
You know, kind of hold us back, right?
Exactly. And you know, just to bring this to fruition, it took all my skills. You know, the lessons learned, the dreams, the hopes, and belief that I could do this.
And don't you find that when there's something that's right for you to do, it happens when you're ready?
Absolutely.
Your magazine wasn't ready until you were ready. I wasn't ready to be a radio host until I was ready, right? So,
absolutely. You know, I mean, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Now, you had some challenges in the beginning, right? So, can I get you to share, you know, you've had some personal stuff happen, and today is the day where we're all, like, sharing our stuff. And No pressure. I'm not saying, like, share everything. I'm just saying, like, I want everyone to know, listening, that we all who are in a place of success have had things happen to us that, you know, we all have gone through, that everyone listening has gone through. And it's like just what you do with that of how you go on to succeed. So share a little bit of personally what happened to you before you had the success.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's exactly what I was just going to say. Like, we all have challenges, but it's how we handle those challenges that make the difference.
Yeah.
Some people may not say this, but I felt that I was shy, and that, I think, contributed to the feelings of insecurity, unworthiness, you know, not deserving to have it all.
Yes.
And I made choices, you know, or in some instances, I let others make choices for me that were not conducive to a successful and abundant life.
Yes.
You know, I've had financial issues. Actually, when I took over the magazine, I had no money.
Yeah.
And that certainly is a big factor in getting anything to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, I've also had health issues. I've had so many surgeries, actually, that my abdomen almost looks like a railroad track.
Yeah.
And one of those surgeries, I almost died. Mm-hmm. And I saw white light shining on my head, and I felt a moment of peace. But at the time, I didn't realize that, you know, that was almost it.
Yeah.
And that certainly was an awakening. But I must say, though, during that time, my two sisters were like angels in my recovery. Margaret and Anita, I don't know what I would have been without them, and my husband, driving from one city to another just to be there every single day.
Yeah. And
so,
you know what?
Can I add something to that?
I want to point this out. I want to point out what you just said to all our listeners, because our guest, Robert David Hall, said this. I said this, and now you're saying this, that when we had that near-death experience, we all found the right person or the right people showed up when we needed the support. And you just said it again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's so
definitely.
True.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to hear that.
Yeah, because not to feel, you know, that it's the end of whatever, you know, like life is so bad, because the people do show up just at the right time and the right person for that moment.
Yeah, it is so true.
And that's
go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you know, that experience was definitely an awakening and a life-changing experience for me. But I knew I had something to do. I had to find something that was fulfilling for me, and that would change me and help others.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, I've got to tell you that we have a message on here. We have the instant message where people can message questions. And we have a listener, Gloria, listening. And this is a message for you. Rosemary, your inner light is shining. So thrilled for you and your new fabulous We magazine. Brilliant colors of the butterfly are revealed in each page. Huge angel hugs of love from your angel, Mel. Okay, I'm going to probably make it
Melellan.
Wrong. There you go. Thank you.
I have a hard time saying it myself.
So
thank you, Gloria.
I wanted to share that message for you. Now, we only have like 2 minutes left here.
Oh,
okay. It goes fast, doesn't it? The show goes so fast.
It does.
Tell everybody, the magazine's great. And you're helping so many people in so many ways. Now, you've got a special offer for everybody. I was starting to tell everybody in the beginning. What's the special offer?
Well, the special offer, and I'm so excited about this, only for the next 10,000 subscribers will they receive a 1-year free subscription to our digital magazine. And Sue, because your listeners are so awesome, when they use your name, Sue London, in the code section of the subscription form, and we hope they do go there, they will receive Dr. Nicola Bird's 28-day action plan to transform your life. It's an amazing 21-page PDF, and everybody just has to have it. So when you fill out the subscription form, be sure, whether you go to Sue's website, AskSueLondon.com, or visit ours, WeMagazine.com, don't forget to use the code SueLondon.
And I was going to say, Nicola Bird, folks, if you listen weekly, she was on our show a couple weeks ago, and you'll remember what she talked about. If not, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com, put in her name, and you can hear the interview. It's archived on there. So great stuff. My friend, we are out of time. I want to share one more time that the website for everyone to learn about is Women Empowered Magazine, and it's we-magazine.com. And I was going to say, too, people can submit articles and they can advertise
Absolutely.
On the website. They go to all the website for the contact information if they want to advertise in it. Yes?
They'll be advertising on the website or in the magazine.
Okay, and so for them to connect with you if they want to submit an article or do any advertising, do you want them just to go, is there a connect button on We Magazine, or do you want them to email you a certain different place?
Oh, well, the email address is pretty well everywhere.
It is.
It's in the magazine, and it's in the website, too.
Okay, perfect. Folks, that website, again, is we-magazine.com. Check out the one that's up there now, and you'll see me with two of my puppies. We are out of time, my friend. It went really fast.
And, it really did, and it was such a pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm really honored to share you, and I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you, my friend. So all the continued success. I know there's much more to come. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got another treat for you. My producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and I are going to share our journey of how we got to where we are today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
But it did, and it does every day. Trouble goes on forever. It'll get worse, it'll get better. It can go on forever till you kick it to the side of the road. Road till you kick it to the side of the road.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Guess I'll have to move on. One door closes.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and now we have got my producer, Christopher DiPaolo, with us. We are having such a fabulous show, my friend.
Yes.
Has it been great? Very inspiring. First Robert David Hall, then Rosemary Evangelista. This is our time to share what kind of held us back before we started soaring. So do you want to go first or shall I?
Well, I'll go first. And as I'm talking, Sue, I just want you to know I'm standing outside here at the Valenti family of dealerships, and it is chilly out. The forecast was supposed to be for sunny weather, so I feel like it's about like 40 degrees. I'm outside. A little bit of wind is blowing. So if I sound like I'm full of adrenaline, and I had a vitamin B shot, B12, like you always have.
Didn't tell me about that?
No. I didn't say I had one. I said like I had one because the weather's so cold.
Okay. With you on remote, I'm not hearing you that great. So I was going to say, holy, I nearly fell off my chair there, my friend.
No, it's just because it's so cold outside, so it feels like I've had a vitamin 12 shot, vitamin B12.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what we're doing today, as you know, this is a show that we are empowering and showing all our listeners how anything is possible in life, and you know, whatever we've gone through, we can be to the place of success where we are all on today on the show. So why don't you share what led up to you having a successful radio station and becoming such an awesome, great producer? How much more can I put you on a higher pedestal, my friend.
Wow. You're just blowing my head up. It feels good, though, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Sue. And I feel the same about you, as you know. Well, yeah. It all started, of course, I grew up listening to the radio as a listener. And I would first have to say thank you to my father for having the radio on all the time. And I used to listen to WNBC in New York, big radio station. And that was my favorite radio station. They were sold in 1988. I was 15 years old. And that same year, just before the station went off the air, I got a job with a gentleman by the name of John Fuller, who started his first radio station when he was 21 years old, a self-motivator, self-starter, entrepreneur. And when I got my job with him, I said to myself, you know, I'm doing this because I want to be on the radio and have my own radio show. But as I worked with him and worked for him, I realized that it's not about having my own show. I want to do what John's doing. John started his own station, and John started in a different time. There were more licenses available, but I didn't care. I wanted to do what he was doing. He was really my inspiration and mentor, and he also gave me my first break in radio, and now he owns many much bigger radio stations in Connecticut and even one up in Vermont. And a lot of big FM radio stations. One's a 50,000 watt FM out of Hartford, and he started with nothing. Nothing was handed to him. And I said, the way he's very positive and knocks on doors, I learned how to sell advertising from him. The most important thing, Sue, that he taught me was attitude. It's all about your attitude when you're out there. And even when things go wrong, not to dwell on the mistakes and turn all negatives into a positive. And if you do that, I was taught that you can accomplish anything, whether it's owning a radio station or whatever else. And I know that you do a lot of that when you have your seminars and you talk a lot about that in your books or Above It All. How you went through, how do I put this, the lower pits of life and then sprung back up like a spring. And
that's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought of that. I'm trying to think of ideas for your commercial, and that actually came into my head.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
But anyway, John Fuller was my inspiration. I learned from him, and then I took that knowledge, and I did some research, There's actually a fire station across the street. I don't know if you can hear the sirens where I'm broadcasting from, but maybe that's just the excitement of, learning from John and going out to see people. And then finally an opportunity came to get a radio station license in 1997 for a 100 watt non-commercial FM. And I was able to get the license. We couldn't do commercial advertising because it was a non-commercial FM, but we could solicit underwriting announcements. And then that grew, and then the opportunity came about in 2007 to take over a full-power 1,000-watt commercial station, AM 1230. And it was a two-year process, Sue.
Wow. Now, can I ask you something? Did you find, because all of our guests today have been sharing, and I know myself, every time I needed help, the right person showed up at the right time with the right stuff that I needed. And our guest Robert shared that, and Rosemary shared that. Did you not find that too?
Yeah, I think it was great because they had very similar stories, even though they're in like two totally different aspects of careers. They still had very, very similar stories. And I know your story and even my story are similar. And I think just about anybody can relate to it. And I think one thing that holds people back is the fear of risk, the fear of, you know, doing something, making that leap. And a lot of people just want to follow the book and do what everybody else is doing because they know that that's a safe place to be. But those who actually – go ahead.
You talk about fear, and you know me. Like, folks, if you saw Christopher and I together, we've been told in other lives we've been brother and sister, and we know each other very well. So, Christopher, you know this about me, but I want to share this with our listeners. My biggest fear was about being successful, and I was fearful of the center of attention. Those are my two fears.
But you do enjoy it, though, don't you?
Oh, I'm fine. Absolutely fine now. Absolutely 100% fine now. Now it's like, I mean, you know, I get on the show, and I sometimes forget I'm on the show when I talk about my husband Ross snoring, and, you know, we just have a great time. But, you know, I had to let go of that fear and really get into really enjoying stuff and not having to be that perfect person all the time, you know? But
you know where I think some of
really
that fear
is not
comes
a good friend
from
of ours,
is
it?
Some of that fear comes from just wanting something so badly. And then when you finally know how to go about getting it, it's almost like you want to be on TV and then the camera's on you and then you go into camera shock and you have to, you know, get that fear out of the way and just do it.
Yes, absolutely. Good way to say that. And folks, I hope you just heard what he said there. You know, get rid of the fear and just do it, because fall forward is better than and not doing it at all. Right, Christopher?
That's right, Sue.
Yeah. And we have about a minute and a half left. So no pressure on you. What words of inspiration do you want to leave with our listeners today, my friend?
Well, somebody else, I'm sure, has said this, but I like to say it. If you dream it, you will achieve it. If you doubt it, you'll go without it.
Oh, look, that's great. I've never heard that before.
Really?
Say that again. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Folks, write it down. No, seriously, say it again if they want to write it down.
If you dream it, you will achieve it. If you doubt it, you'll go without it.
Very, very good. That was awesome. Now, Christopher, you are such an important part of my life. You know that, my friend. And
I feel the same way about you, Sue.
I really, it is such a blessing to have you as my producer and my friend. And I am just so grateful that you came into my life. And folks, you're hearing me, and I mean this when I say to Christopher this, but I could have not had such a great relationship if I had to let that fear hold me back. So, folks, don't let fear or any of those emotions hold you back. Go on to soar, and you can have the life like all of us have shared today. We're out of time. Join my newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. We'll send you lots of great stuff. We've had amazing guests today. We've got Robert David Hall, Rosemary Evangelista, and Christopher DiPaolo has been on with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Now, next week, we've got a special show. I think I told you I've got a daughter getting married. So it's a wedding show next week. We've got Kim Cartmell and Kathy White with us. They are the Niagara elopement experts. We're out of time. Thanks from all of us, and have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.